4, HKX. Oh.
HKX, KF4, NXY.
David, how are you doing?
Good. I've had my coffee and took my morning medicine, got my insulin, all that fun stuff old people have to do.
You're having a good start to your day then, I guess. It's nice and rainy up here this morning.
Yeah, it's been pouring down here. It's finally kind of lit up now that the sun's coming up. The rain's kind of slacked off. But, yeah, some of the guys coming in this morning, you could hear the raining so hard, you could hear it hitting the roof of their cars.
It's been raining like this all night. I won't say it's been raining hard, but it's not just barely raining either. Got a good steady on the heavier side.
Kind of picket fencing there a little bit, kind of near a dead zone.
Fingers real rough up here this morning. Normally right here where I'm at, it's good and clean, but I can barely get it this morning.
Sometimes the wet, rainy weather just ain't the best for electronics.
That. As long as you can make me out, I guess we're okay. I can make you out.
Starting to clear up a lot better now. There ain't no picket fencing to it. You're solid into the machine now.
So what you got planned for the day?
I'm thinking about going over to the Ryobi store and texting the fella that works. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I got his name and number wrote down, and getting him to meet me over at the Ryobi store and get a self-propelled electric mower.
Eric. Hopefully he can help you out with that, because them things can be kind of pricey.
I looked it up on the internet, and it's got a pretty healthy price, but yeah, he might be able to get the employee discount on it for me.
Help you out what he can anyway. I know he's usually pretty good about that. So if they got it, they'll let him get it, because I know sometimes they limit what he can do with things.
Internet, says they got it in the store, but, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Anyway, how's your knee doing this morning? Is this rainy weather bothering you?
Seemed to be, but it's feeling pretty good this morning. I woke up with no aches, no pains, so that's a new experience. Hadn't done that in a while.
Looking forward to that. Doctor said I'm probably going to be feeling this where the incision is for a few more weeks, but I think it's helping already. It don't take as long for me to get moving around and everything like it was before I had the surgery.
Roger that. Same here. Not near as much effort to get up and get moving as it used to be.
Pastor for 30 years at our church, he used to say, AM and ain't moving.
A good one. I'll have to remember that.
I think I kind of agree with him on what he's talking about. Well, what's on your agenda for this morning?
A fellow ham here for breakfast, and then I'm going up to the hospital to take care of my grandfather, and then I got to go by the bank and take care of some stuff there. So nothing in particular, just kind of a get things done day.
Got errands to run. like me, when you live out in the country, when you go to town, you want to take care of several things because you want to burn out all that gas running back and forth, back and forth.
I live out in the country, but it's not too far to town. I think, you know, it's about 10 miles each way, so it's not terrible. But, yeah, like you say, you want to do as much as you can in one trip because it's not getting any cheaper to operate an automobile.
I'm afraid it's not. Yeah, I haven't seen the price of anything go down, it seems like. I mean, what the wife paid, $35 for a big roll of hamburger, it's now $55, so it's just, you know, everything costs a living.
Went to Costco for the first time, not last week, but a week and a half or so ago with my son. He got a membership down there. We got Sam's and he got Costco. I looked at rib-eye steaks.
You go to buying steaks, you need to go by the bank first, take out a loan.
Get out and about.
Have a good day. I'll catch you a little later. KFOR.